Vancouver, the 2025 Invictus Games for Injured Military and Service Personnel starts in Vancouver today with a star-studded opening ceremony featuring artists Katy Perry, Roxanne Bruno, Noah Kahan, Nelly Furtado and Coldplay's Chris Martin. Event producer Patrick Roberge says it is the most headliner stars the sporting event has ever seen, adding there are about 800 people who will perform for a crowd of about 40,000 at BC Place. Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex, founded the Games in 2014 for wounded, injured or sick service personnel and veterans. Up to 550 athletes from 23 nations take part in 11 adaptive sports in Whistler and Vancouver, and several of the events will take place in the same venues that hosted the 2010 Olympic Games. This year is the first time the Games will feature winter sports, including the skeleton, skiing events and wheelchair curling, alongside indoor rowing, sitting volleyball, swimming, wheelchair rugby and wheelchair basketball events as it has previously. Roberge says organizers are excited to host the first hybrid games, adding that four First Nations are co-hosts, representing the shared healing journey of Indigenous peoples in Canada. The general theme of the ceremonies will be paddle together. It is also symbolic of our community coming together and hosting these games, Roberge told a media briefing on Thursday. It's an unbelievable response that we've been getting, not only from artists, but from the local community. He noted that Martin, who penned the Invictus Games anthem for the first games in 2014, will perform the song live for the first time at today's opening ceremony. "We're thrilled for that," Roberge said. "That's going to be a great moment in the show." He noted there is a buzz of excitement from everyone involved. "There's definitely an energy. I'm feeling it and our performers are feeling it," he said. "I'm really looking forward to seeing that shared experience in BC Place, and letting people see that these games are unique, and together with the performers and the audience and all of our volunteers, it's going to be a great experience." This year marks the 7th Games, and the 2nd time they have been held in Canada. Toronto previously acted as host in 2017. Roberge also produced the opening and closing ceremonies in Ontario. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, are expected to be in attendance throughout the event. Organizers did not confirm whether they will take the stage at the opening ceremonies. Last year, the pair attended training camp in BC, where the prince tried out sit skiing and skeleton in Whistler before heading to Vancouver to try wheelchair curling alongside Canadian singer Michael Bublé. The games run until February 16, and will conclude with a closing ceremony at Vancouver's Rogers Arena that will feature artists including country singer Jelly Roll and Canadian rock band Barenaked Ladies. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 8, 2025. Brianna Charlebois, The Canadian Press.